Next, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife, the story of America's favorite family of the Footlights and of their fight for security and happiness against the concrete heart of Broadway. Today, the Russian trawler which picked up Mary, Harry, Calvin, Pop, and Miss Rogers at sea has just docked at Rose Wharf in Boston. And our friends are awaiting instructions on proceeding through customs as we near.
Well, we just have to follow orders now. They said to leave by this gangplank and proceed directly to that door over there where it says U.S. Customs.
I discovered that we weren't standing on the Orlop deck. That's the lowest deck on a war vessel.
Well, I don't know.
Where they keep cables coiled up. We were on the forward poop.
I thought we were, you know, not on an Orlop desk.
No, it didn't seem like an Orlop deck to me.
Oh, I see what you mean, Miss Rogers.
What does she mean? I don't know.
That band assembled there on the dock.
Oh, is that for us, do you suppose?
I don't know. They're waving at us.
Are you waiting? Hello. We're the backstages.
I'm Harry Backstage, famous Broadway star. This is my wife, Mary Backstage.
I'm Mary Backstage.
I'm not a backstage, really. I'm Calvin L. Hoverman.
I'm a Pop, beloved stage doorman. I'm also in Westchester Furioso, where I tap dance.
That's Miss Rogers, who's going to be added to the cast by Greg. Greg, there's Greg down there on the dock.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Greg.
Gals. Welcome to Boston.
Well, we're happy to be here. You wouldn't know what we've been through. We were taken out of Mystic Seaport by Captain...
Well, hold it. Wait till you get through customs, then you can tell me everything.
Yes. How soon do we depart the vessel?
Well, as soon as you can get off. As soon as you get an okay from the captain, you can... Can you hear me up there?
Yes, yes.
As soon as you get the okay from the captain, you can leave the vessel.
Well,
okay, strike up the band. Brought a little band along for you.
Hey, that's a very nice touch, Mr. Barlow. A real musical welcome here in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I have a message for you, Miss Rogers.
Dippa-dippa-dippa-doo.
No, I don't know. I'll see you when you get through customs.
Captain? Captain, I wonder if we could have the right to leave the ship to disembark now.
Do not proceed.
Thank you very much. And again, thank you for saving
us.
Go ahead, Mary. You first.
All right.
Now me.
Keep it down.
All right, now we just go through that door over there. Greg,
here, let me hold the door for you. There you are.
Come right in here, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, hello, sir. We just got off this Russian fishing trawler, and they told us we had to go through customs now.
That's right. Well, it's just a mere formality. My name is Mr. O'Reilly. I'm the customs inspector here. Do you have any luggage?
No, we don't. You see, if you have time for a story, because we have a long one to tell you, sir.
Well, wait till I get Mr. Marlowe. He'll hear it the same time. You won't have to tell it twice. Mr. Marlowe?
I better stay in back of the counter. I don't want to go through customs.
Well, it's just a formality.
Uh-huh.
Let me have that can of spray deodorant there, will you, please?
There you are.
All right.
What in the world is that?
Well, we do this to anybody coming into the country from a foreign vessel.
Oh, hey.
All right. Now, do you want to tell that long story while Mr. Marlowe can hear it?
Wait. You've got this stuff all over me.
Well, that's an old suit anyway.
Well, I know it's an old suit, but who needs that all over you?
Well, you see, we stopped at Mystic Seaport, Connecticut.
Oh, smell like a gasoline tank. What's in that stuff anyway?
Oh, it's a chemical of some kind.
What, does it kill all walking insects or something?
That's right. And it has a very pleasant odor, too, you'll notice.
Not particularly.
Well, anyway, we were shanghaied by Captain Larson aboard the whaling boat, the Morgan, the Charles W. Morgan. He was going to Yokohama.
That's right. He was going to go to Yokohama. Then he put us over the side in the dinghy when we explained him our situation.
Then we were picked up by the Russian fishing boat, the captain of which you just saw there on the Orlop deck.
Is that there? Do you follow?
Yes, I think I've got the story. Have you, Mr. Marlowe?
Why, I guess I understand it. Oh, Miss Rogers, I have information for you. You must return to New York immediately.
And
So our friends have arrived in Boston and are proceeding through customs. You want to be here tomorrow when we'll hear Greg Marlowe say...
Miss Rogers, you must return to New York. It's very important.
That's tomorrow in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage Noble Wife. Word Carr speaking.